Activist minister compares Carmelo Anthony to Kyle Rittenhouse, Daniel Penny. By Warner Todd Houston on April 17, 2025. The mother of Texas teen murder suspect Carmelo Anthony broke down in tears on Thursday over the death threat she claims her family has suffered and the false information about the family flooding social media. Kayla Hayes, the suspect's mother, told reporters that her family has become the target of threats and that their lives have been disrupted by misinformation. In the wake of this tragic incident, our family has been under attack. Whatever you think happened between Carmelo and the Metcalf boy, my three other children, my husband and I, didn't do anything to deserve to be threatened, harassed, and lied about, she said, according to KWTX-TV. The lies and false accusations that have been said about us have been overwhelming. And the lies put our family in danger, she continued. Hayes blasted the lies and false accusations that she says have been overwhelming. She also said, through tears, that her husband had to take a leave of absence from work due to the unrest. My husband had to take a leave of absence because he's afraid of what may happen to our family. His mental health is deteriorating day by day, she exclaimed. Just in, Carmelo Anthony's mother breaks down in tears as she unleashes on critics, paints the Anthony family as the victims. The lies and false accusations that have been said about us, especially over the past week, has been overwhelming. My husband had to take a leave of pic.twitter.com/6bmnarahwani. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, April 17, 2025. Speaking for the family, Minister Dominique Alexander tried to claim that Anthony's alleged act of murdering a fellow student at a school track meet was somehow similar to the life-threatening situation that Kyle Rittenhouse faced against armed rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in 2020. He then went on to falsely claim that Rittenhouse shot people in the back before throwing the race card by attacking Donald Trump. New, Minister Dominique Alexander compares Carmelo Anthony, who allegedly stabbed Austin Metcalf in the chest for grabbing him, to Kyle Rittenhouse and Daniel Penny. Alexander then went on to vent about the struggles of a black man in America. The minister falsely claimed. pic.twitter.com/2k2g2cc6cd. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, April 17, 2025. At the press conference, Hayes added, "Our son deserves the same rights under the law that everyone else is afforded. We believe in the legal process, and that is when the truth will come out." The father of the victim in this case also showed up at the press conference, but the Anthony family forced him to leave. The Anthony family received criticism for spending most of the several hundred thousand dollars donated for their son's legal defense on homes and cars instead of on legal services. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.